The media is not there to help. It does not feel your pain. This ran as a headline recently on the ABC drum, accompanied by a rather scathing critique of the media in the aftermath of the earthquake in Christchurch. Written by the editor, Jonathan Green, he said that there's no place for the media in the wake of disaster and accused several media groups of publishing excessive amount of gory photos. This has since sparked an ongoing discussion across the media about its role and significance, with many criticising the opinions of Green, including his own ABC colleague, Lyndall Curtis. Also weighing in on the debate, Tammy Jonas is completing a PhD in Cultural Studies at the University of Melbourne. She wrote a piece for Crikey recently entitled The Media and Disasters, and I spoke to her about how the media should conduct themselves and the balance in our neighbourhood relations.
There were things that needed to be said about the defence the media was trying to put up about their behaviour around the disaster.
Yeah, it did seem that I almost wonder whether a couple of journalists didn't feel kind of personally affronted. Was it about what the journalists did or how they went about compiling the material, or is it about the coverage itself?
Yeah, I think that what happens in terms of the where we see unethical behaviour around after disasters, I think it's a really multi-layered problem, because sometimes it's the poor choice of the photojournalist who's there to stick a lens in a victim's face when they should be left alone. Other times, there's been a decision where an editor could have actually said, well, we're not going to print that. You shouldn't have taken that photo, and we're not going to print it. And so it's a series of possible choices where things that are truly invasive and disrespectful. But we can appreciate, too, that a journalist on the ground, they probably think they've got it. I mean, increasingly, that kind of notion of disaster porn, they think that if they get that story, then they'll be the more popular journalist. And I don't think all journalists think that way at all. But we did see far too much of that sort of behaviour after the earthquake.
Yeah, and you raise an interesting point about the amount we've given to New Zealand as opposed to the disasters that have occurred in the Middle East, or, proposing it wouldn't be the case if it was something in Indonesia, as we've seen. Is that relevant?
I think it is. I think it is on a number of counts. I think, for one thing, we know we've given far more coverage to the New Zealand disaster than, for example, to Indonesia after the tsunami. There are things that give us a particular affinity for New Zealand, and I don't want to discount that, because I think it is real. On the other hand, it worries me about why we have particular affinities for our white neighbours that we don't have for our equally close brown neighbours in Indonesia. The people in Perth were still far more concerned about what happened in New Zealand than Indonesia. And I'm probably generalising too much, but those sort of things, I think they're important questions for a society to keep asking itself. Why do we care more? Not suggesting we shouldn't care, but just why are we preferencing one over the other? But what struck me as well is that the bit of, in particular, Jonathan Green's piece in The Drum, where he said he was worried about, of course, the ethics of much of the coverage and thought that it was unethical. And it struck me again, why weren't more people saying that when we see lots of such images of people who are not white? Why did we not get that same level of outrage? And occasionally we do. And after the funerals at the Christmas Island asylum seekers' deaths, there was a lot of outrage at the coverage of those funerals, how invasive that was. So I don't think that it's always the case that people aren't outraged.
What should the media be doing in Christchurch? How is the presence there after the event going to, in turn, restore, help out, or, what do you think is the purpose of them being there now?
Well, I think that there are a number of things that came up in the various pieces about it. I think the local coverage from New Zealand was widely agreed to be excellent coverage and with very little intrusion, probably because, they were interviewing their own. It was New Zealanders. And so perhaps that's part of why they were more respectful, perhaps because it was public television stations. I'm not sure why. But I think relying on the local media and then reselling their stories, through the local channels, I think that's one thing that you can do instead of these arguments that were made about we have to send our popular reporters because our people, like our audience, expect you to see that person. And we know who some of those people are. They're usually the worst for being disrespectful of the people they're interviewing, whether it's Christchurch or another disaster. I think that there are quite simple media ethics that can be followed. And one is, stop and think before sticking a lens in a face or asking a question about how somebody is. Stop for a second and try to imagine that's you sitting in that situation. For the media to actually just take that moment before trying to grab the story, well, no matter where you are, I don't think it matters. Mm. And of course, for the high-level media decisions to constantly be kind of wondering, do we have balance in our coverage, or are we, in fact, focusing too much on, you know, our so-called nearest neighbours when our other nearest neighbours are being ignored.
An interesting point that was raised in the kind of counterpiece by Lyndall Curtis was the idea, the significance of radio, I guess, which you acknowledge it, but you dismiss it as furphy.
I think that in the points that were being made, it was a furphy, because Jonathan's original piece didn't suggest for a moment that radio didn't play an important part. It was a furphy because it was a distraction from the argument, which was the visual presentation was the major problem, the visual reporting. I would never discount the importance of radio in disaster coverage and helping people, find safe places and access to water and all of those things. Radio plays an enormously important part of that. But when you're in that situation, because TVs are down and you're far away from people, you're cut off because of the disaster, radio still works.
Oh, hey, bro.
Oh, hey, bro.
What the... What was that?
Oh, I don't know, bro, but it was very shaky.
Yeah, I think it was an earthquake, bro.
Oh, what's that?
I don't know. It was about 6.6 of them, I think, on the Richter scale.
Oh, well, that's a lot of Richters, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, I just wish I could do something to help, bro.
Oh, you can't, bro.
Oh, why not, bro?
No hands.
Oh...
Ending my discussion there with Tammy Jonas were another couple of redundant media figureheads from YouTube and ABC series Beached As and You're Here on the Fourth Estate.